रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 29. रावण डिस्पैचेस स्पाइस. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Ravana was a little taken aback by what Shuka and Sarana pointed out. The redoubtable monkey heroes, Vibhishana his brother, Lakshmana the right arm of Rama and a hero of heroes, and Sugriva the ruler of the monkey world, endowed with terrible strength and valor, these stood around their lord and master Sri Rama. Then, furious to hear his foes praise to his face, he looked at Shuka and Sarana as he stood before him with clasped hands and bowed head and said in words faltering with wrath, "What audacity! Here I am, your lord and master, able to make and to mar. You depend on him for everything, and yet you dare to speak words that are hateful to him. What is the rule of polity you follow, I wonder? Our foes have resolved to destroy us and are here already to give us battle, and you praise them to the sky without any reason. I ask you again, what is the rule of polity you follow? Would it not damp the spirits of our troops to hear praises of the foe on the very eve of battle? The essence of the science of polity consists in the way in which the counselors should behave to their king, and it is plain that you do not know it. You have gained nothing from your contact with the teachers and practitioners of the science of government, with great men old in years and ripe in wisdom and righteous in conduct. Or else you have forgotten what you have learned. Or instead of putting your learning into practice, you only carry it as a beast its burden. Only thus can I account for the name you have had till now as men of knowledge. I must thank my own accumulated merit that I rule this kingdom, or even that I am alive, seeing that my counselors are thus innocent of the science of government. Are you not afraid of losing your lives for speaking so harshly to me? Your welfare and your ruin tremble at the tip of your ruler's tongue. The trees in the forests can catch fire and survive, but never a wretch who has incurred the wrath of a king." Then he said to himself, "To slay them out of hand is the proper regard for these wretches that praise my enemy. But when I think of the service they have rendered to me, my anger subsides." Then he said to them, "Wretches, this very moment I dismiss you from my service. Go away somewhere. Let me not set eyes on you again. I have not forgotten the services you have rendered to me so far. Hence I refrain from slaying you. Your own ingratitude and the loss of my friendship will be for you a punishment crueler than death." Hanging down the heads in shame and giving the royal salute, "Victory, victory to thee!" So they departed. Then Ravana turned to Mahodhar, who stood by, and said, "Send here at once some experts in the art of espionage and the science of polity." They came to him accordingly, bowed low, saluted him with "Victory, victory to thee!" and stood with folded palms, awaiting his orders. Knowing them to be faithful, valiant and devoted to him, and at the same time entirely unafraid of any foe, he said to them, "Go and find entry into the enemy's camp. Bring me news of Rama's plans. If there is any defect in them, let us conquer him by threats. Who are his confidential ministers? Who are his friends? If opportunity offers, we shall alienate them from him. Does he sleep with guards around him or alone? If the latter, we shall fight him at night. How does he spend his time when awake? Is he free from care or beset by it? If the latter, I shall kill him by deceit. Is he about to lay siege to Lanka now or later on? If the latter, we shall deceive him in course of time. Be hidden and somehow gather and bring me all the useful information on all these points. Wise rulers, through good spies, learn everything about the enemies and easily defeat them in battle." The spies under the lead of Shardula circumambulated the ruler of Lanka, bowed low at his feet, and took leave of him. They proceeded joyfully to where Rama and Lakshmana were. When they neared Mount Suvela, they disguised themselves and observed minutely Rama, Lakshmana, Sugriva, Vibhishana, and others. Fear came upon them more and more, and their hearts sank as they had a closer look at the monkey army. Meanwhile, Vibhishana, the soul of Dharma, found them out, took them to Rama and said, Lord, this is Shardula, the head of the spies sent by Ravana. The monkeys cried, This wicked wretch shall not be allowed to go alive. And they attempted to torture and kill him. Then Rama ordered them to desist and let him go. Then they drove him out with blows and curses and began to torture the other spies, whom also Sri Rama saved from their hands. With their minds dazed and their senses confused, they went back to Lanka, heaving sighs of pain. Since it was their function to visit other countries in disguise and bring information about them, they went to Ravana and said, Your Majesty, Rama and Lakshmana with an immeasurable force have encamped on Mount Suvela. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaneer Punapti Chakravarti Dhananjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.